W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The White House says it's deeply concerned after American journalist Evan Gershkovich was detained in Russia and charged with spying. ABC's Patrick Revelle says the Wall Street Journal reporter stayed in Russia after following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
When the war in Ukraine broke out, most Western journalists left the country because they were concerned that they could be targeted as hostages amid the tensions with the United States. And I think the fear is that's exactly what has happened here, that Russia has targeted Evan as a possible hostage to try and use in a potential trade. And, you know, I think what it does right now is it just, again, gives Russia someone that they want to try and negotiate with the U.S. to try and free.
The Vatican has issued an update on Pope Francis, saying he's showing marked improvement and say tests show he has bronchitis. The Vatican says the 86-year-old could be discharged from the hospital in the next few days. Baseball's opening day is in full swing with all 30 teams playing games today. This is ABC News. Pennsylvania freshman Senator John Fetterman, hospitalized since February, is set to return to Congress next month. Fetterman, who suffered a stroke during his campaign, checked himself into the hospital last month to be treated for clinical depression. He's expected back on Capitol Hill April 17th. Brazil's former president Bolsonaro has returned to his country from the U.S. facing accusations of prompting his own January 6th-style revolt after losing re-election.
For the first time in 30 years, he's not an elected official and acknowledged on Monday that he is without a mandate, but said, quote, "I'm not retired." Security officials in Brazil's federal district have mobilized hundreds of police officers in anticipation of Bolsonaro's return after his supporters stormed and ransacked government buildings on January 8th, hoping to oust President Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro is under investigation over whether he incited that uprising. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher in late-day trading. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. People who want to sue the Wisconsin legislature would have other options besides Dane County Court. That's under a Republican bill that would have the state Supreme Court randomly choose which county each case would be heard in. That's after Republicans complained for years they get unfair treatment from judges in Madison. Ozaukee County is the healthiest county in Wisconsin. Menominee County is the least healthy. At least that's according to new data from the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. The rankings are based on several factors, including physical health, mental health, and education. In sports, it's baseball's opening day. The Brewers play the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. Tonight, the Bucks host Boston in a game with big playoff seeding implications. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Before I get to our first topic, I want to remind everybody, one of the most important elections I can remember in a long time is coming up next Tuesday, April 4th. What, 5 days away? 5 days away, April 4th. You have today, tomorrow, and I think in most jurisdictions, Saturday, to do early in-person voting. So check it out. Although I think early in-person voting, certainly in Milwaukee, ends at about 3 p.m. So don't dilly-dally, get down there. And if for some reason you can't get down for early in-person voting, Monday, make a plan. If you have child care issues, if you have work issues, whatever it is, figure out a way to get down there and vote. This is a very, very, very important election. Whoever wins this is going to determine the balance of the Supreme Court for 10 more years into the next election. There's a 10-year seat. We've already been gerrymandered now since Walker got in 2010, so we've been gerrymandered over a decade. If something doesn't change, we'll be gerrymandered for 2 decades till 2030, and then that legislature will continue to gerrymander itself forever. Janet Protasiewicz against Daniel Kelly. Janet Protasiewicz will get rid of gerrymandering. She has pledged to certify whoever wins the 2024 election in Wisconsin, regardless of her preference. Daniel Kelly has said he will not end gerrymandering. He's come right out and said it. He wasn't even ambiguous. And he says, well, I'm not going to tell you who I'd certify. Even when he's asked, well, would you certify the guy who wins, the woman who wins, the man who wins? I'm not saying. This is the guy that went around the state with Gableman making false claims of fraud. And this is the guy who has paid just under $120,000 by the Republican Party to gin up the false elector deal. You know how he's going to vote. He'll vote for the Republican no matter what. Vote for the Republican no matter what, so at least gets thrown into the House of Representatives. One fact that's come out, you've seen in these last couple of days some very, very ugly ads about people who were victimized by criminals, and the case was assigned to Janet Protasiewicz. They are lies. Let me tell you why they're being done now and why I say they're lies. They're being done now. They weren't done 2 weeks ago. They weren't done before that to this degree of severity. Because when you put on an ad that's false, or where the victim has asked you not to put it on, because it is false, there's no time to run in for an injunction. The die is cast, and they worry about sorting it out afterwards. Here's why it's a lie. There's one, at least one, several, where the victims were contacted by the Kelly campaign, and they said specifically, the victims, don't drag me into this. You're wrong. And one of them, they said, with Judge Janet Protasiewicz, she's great. And I deferred to her as to what kind of sentence. But what they do is they run the ad anyway, lying about it with very vague words, like she let him go without saying at all how much prison time he got. And then they'll say, and this is a trained actress, this is not the victim reading from the victim impact statement, I feel afraid, blah, blah, blah. This is fraud. This is fraud. The essence of the modern Republican Party, not people like Liz Cheney, not people like Adam Kinzinger, but the people who are increasingly dominated on the MAGA right, is fraud. Is flat out saying things that aren't true. And that's what's happened in Kelly's ads. So when you see these ads, put them aside. Tell your friends to put them aside. Get out and vote. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Very, very important. All right, I want to get to a subject that has really been bugging me, and maybe it's been bugging you. When is Donald Trump going to be criminally prosecuted for the string of crimes he's committed? There's all this puffery. Oh, there's somebody that testified in front of the grand jury in New York, where Jack Smith, the special counsel, has now gotten Pence to testify. And it's always, okay, I get it. So he'll be indicted tomorrow. Well, no. Let me give you my suspicion, and let me give you the current update on the three criminal prosecutions. And by that, I mean New York, Alvin Bragg over the hush money to the porn actress, Fannie Willis in Atlanta for extorting Brad Raffensperger, and Jack Smith for his taking classified documents, not inadvertently like Pence and Biden, because they were mixed in with other documents and they gladly returned them, but documents having to do with the nuclear capability of some countries, other truly top secret documents that he lied about, and then he flew up to Bedminster and he's hidden, and the government says that he still has them, and also about ginning up the January 6th insurrection. Here's a quick status report. With Alvin Bragg in New York, the grand jury now is not going to be coming back in to even consider Trump's case for a while. Why do I say that? Didn't Trump say he'd be arrested last Tuesday? He did, because he raised over $1 million by saying that. He hadn't been told that, and he knew it wasn't true. The reason that the grand jury is not coming back is in observance of various religious holidays, which are a number of them are recognized in New York. So, for instance, coming up is Easter week. Then there'll be Passover. And then in New York, they'll observe Ramadan. It may be the end of April before this grand jury comes back. We are now at the end of March. The first debate in the presidential election and the primary for the Republicans is August in Milwaukee, believe it or not, in Milwaukee. Because they have a party rule. It's not a legal rule, a party rule that says that wherever the convention will be, that's where the first debate will be. Convention's in Milwaukee next July, a year from July, so the first debate will be in August. You know, at some point, what are you going to do? Send the cops to the debate and drag them off the stage and handcuff? You know you're not going to do that. I am deeply suspicious of Alvin Bragg. I got to tell you, and I've said it before, Alvin Bragg, they were ready to prosecute him when he was first elected, and he stopped it when two of the most experienced prosecutors in New York wanted to do it. They had the case prepared, and they quit. He felt a lot of heat. People said he was on the take, who got to him. So now he's gone through this elaborate striptease, is all it is. And I do not see him ultimately indicting Donald Trump. Why do I say that? You don't need a grand jury to charge somebody with a misdemeanor. I mean, how many misdemeanors do you think are committed in New York every day? You think there was a grand jury for everyone in this elaborate striptease? No, there was not. Same with felonies. He is doing it for cover. Okay, it was a former president. But I don't think he has any intention of prosecuting him, Trump. And quite frankly, there's an old adage that the prosecutor could indict a ham sandwich. All you got to do is get up in front of the grand jury, say, I want to indict this guy. Here's the evidence, and you don't have to give exculpatory evidence. This guy is dragging it out. Jack Smith seems like a good man. Garland turned tail, dumped it over on another guy. Garland's still Garland's department, and he's going through it deliberately, reexamining facts that have been established for a year and a half. How much more evidence do you need? How much more evidence do you have Trump on videotape, urging them to go up the Capitol and threatening Mike Pence? You have Trump saying through his lawyers under oath that he's turned over all the documents, and he didn't. With Fannie Willis, I think she's magnificent. I don't know if you knew this. A judge has ordered her to write a brief by the beginning of May, so that's a whole month, why he shouldn't grant Donald Trump's recent motion, which, stand by, you will not believe it, is that Fannie Willis should destroy all testimony in front of that grand jury, destroy the grand jury recommendation, and issue an injunction against Fannie Willis, not to further prosecute or even investigate Trump. And this clown judge in Georgia, state judge, you should write a brief about that, maybe May. Hey, judge, clown judge. I get a motion like that from the guy who is the object of the grand jury, from the grand jury saying that we recommended a number of indictments, and you want to drag this out some more and enjoin the prosecutor from even further investigating Trump? What is going on here? Are you somehow in league with Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the black ops judge down in Florida, who almost single-handedly stopped the investigation into Trump over his stealing top secret documents till it wound its way up to the Supreme Court through the Court of Appeals, and then she was yanked away? But what she did is she stuck a spoke in the wheels for months. You know, Shakespeare has a line in his famous Hamlet soliloquy, to be or not to be, the things that were bothering Hamlet, and one of them is the law's delay. A lot of people think, probably did, that Shakespeare, even though he didn't go to college, he had a grade school education that was good as a high school education, that he probably worked as a clerk in a law office, so he learned a little about this. The law's delay is one thing, but having judge stick a spoke in the wheels of justice is an entirely different thing. We've had no state attorney general anywhere in the country indict any of the fake electors who sent in false certifications that they were the electors to the U.S. Senate. Nothing is happening. And the more Trump gets into the weeds of the presidential primary, the more difficult it gets. Keep this in mind as we talk about this going forward. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back in. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 33 tonight under overcast skies with mixed precipitation likely, changing to all rain. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 47. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 28. Cloudy skies expected. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
UAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Match the Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. They're all loaded up. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. First in order, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind?
Hi. Thanks very much, Matt. I wanted to return to the subject that you started at the head of the show, which was the analysis of an ad done by Dan Kelly's crew in reference to the Supreme Court race that had included an actress reciting lines that apparently were that were tied to a woman who had suffered through a rape, and yet she believed in restorative justice and was pronounced herself satisfied with the sentence that Judge Cordesay, which handed down in the sentencing of this woman's rapist. And within it, you said, this is evidence of fraud. And I'd love you to expand on that. And I'm also just, I don't know, and maybe you can tell me as a lawyer, what is the redress that this woman has? This is, she was called by, as I understand it, the Dan Kelly folks and said, I don't want to be a part of this. So they go ahead and hire an actress to read her words. Is that right? What's your redress to that? Can she, what can she say or do in order to, I mean, it seems like she's suffering another assault by having her story put out in a way that she doesn't want all across the state. And it seems like it's an intrusion and it seems like it should be actionable. But I don't know. Can you talk a little bit more about that, Matt? Thank you very much.
Sure, Joe. Thank you. Yeah. Excellent point. And here's the deal. There's a difference between the legal right and the pain and the shame and all of that that goes with trying to enforce the right. Here's the legal right. They called her up. They said, we want to make an issue of a campaign ad of your rape, and we want to then blast Janet Protasiewicz about it. And then she said, Janet Protasiewicz is terrific. She did exactly what I asked her to do. And no, you do not have my permission. They went ahead and did it anyway. And there's a thing called a victim impact statement. When you sentence someone, first of all, there's called a pretrial sentence report, which means law enforcement and mental health people get to weigh in. Then secondly, you hear from the victim, and she can do it verbally or in writing or both. And this victim filed something in writing. And she said very, you know, and anybody would after they were subjected to that. I'm afraid now when he gets out, I don't know where he's going to be. In effect, the rest of your life, you go down the street looking. And that was an actress reading it. It was not the woman herself, but the average person seeing it thinks it's the woman herself. And you have a professional actress doing it. Now, the odds of that woman who was raped actually bringing suit, hiring a lawyer on a contingent fee to try to get damages, the defense will be, well, we are reading from a court document, and we didn't say that she did anything wrong. And if anybody should come after us, it's Janet Protasiewicz for lying about that somehow she did something that the victim didn't want. Janet Protasiewicz has threatened to bring criminal action. A libel action about a week ago for an ad that they were running. But you don't have time to do that before the election. And I do not think a woman who's been sexually assaulted like that, frankly, is going to go to that extent. I think Janet Protasiewicz is going to win. I do remember that when Ed Garvey lost the Senate race to Kasten in 1986, Karl Rove was Kasten's advisor, and they libeled Garvey. They said he stole money from the Players Union, and he hadn't. And then Garvey did sue them afterwards, but here's the problem. You can't get that done before next Tuesday. Excellent call. Thank you. Going back to the lines, they're filling up. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Well, I got two things to say. One of them is about Kelly and his week on crime ads. First of all, Kelly never sentenced anybody for a criminal act that I could find in his entire career. And secondly, in terms of victims' rights, he was representing, and I'm not saying these people don't have a legal right for representation, but Kelly was actually representing people trying to defend them and lessen the right of the victim. So, you know, somebody should really point that out. The other thing I have to say has to do with this idiocy in Georgia. This judge has obviously taken a page out of the book of the Wisconsin State Legislature, and after Walker unlawfully coordinated with outside groups on his campaigning and did other things, they entirely voted to destroy all the evidence and stop all the investigations, and then even made it legal afterwards, which fortunately this judge can't do. These Republicans are just a real piece of work. This is fascism at its best, or worst.
Right. Yeah, fascism creeps in on little cats' feet. And the fact is that they're asking the same thing in Georgia. They want Fannie Willis to destroy the transcripts and to either agree or be enjoined not to investigate Trump anymore. And they're taking that even seriously in Georgia. Thanks a lot. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. We're a little over a minute before the break. What's in your mind, Andy?
Well, Matt, the ads seem to be getting nastier and nastier about Janet, Judge Janet and so forth, but we knew that was going to happen, and so that's the way it goes. My other question is, Gymnasium Jim and the Congress, how can they force the New York District Attorney to turn over the stuff of the grand jury over to them? It's ludicrous for them to try to divulge what it is so they can, you know, tell Trump or hassle somebody about it. I mean, they're just pulling all the stops out, man. I don't know.
Right. Well, Andy, the short answer is, yeah, they can't. Unfortunately, Brian Stile of Janesville is in on that. I've got to go to a break and I'll respond more. There are other callers. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The White House says it's deeply concerned after American journalist Evan Gershkovich was detained in Russia and charged with spying. ABC's Patrick Revel says the Wall Street Journal reporter stayed in Russia after following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
When the war in Ukraine broke out, most Western journalists left the country because they were concerned that they could be targeted as hostages amid the tensions with the United States. And I think the fear is that's exactly what has happened here, that Russia has targeted Evan as a possible hostage to try and use in a potential trade. And, you know, I think what it does right now is it just, again, gives Russia someone that they want to try and negotiate with the U.S. to try and free.
The Vatican has issued an update on Pope Francis, saying he's showing marked improvement and say tests show he has bronchitis. The Vatican says the 86-year-old could be discharged from the hospital in the next few days. Baseball's opening day is in full swing with all 30 teams playing games today. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt Mayer. Here's what you need to know. A proposed bill would give grant money to state gun stores to increase mental health awareness. The proposal by two state Republican lawmakers would help provide training to gun store staff to recognize a person in crisis. It also provides money to set up temporary gun storage programs at shops where people could voluntarily keep their firearms if they're in a mental health crisis. Gun store owners, though, say the bill would have to be very clear on how surrendered guns can be reobtained once the owner recover. Wisconsin's annual winter moratorium, which prevents utility customers from getting cut off from their service, ends on April 15th. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin and the Department of Administration say that for people still struggling to keep the heat on, they should apply to the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program that helps eligible households with their heating and electric bills. I'm Jane Matt-Nair. This is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Director, lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. We start with Wisco Paul in order. My friend, thanks for calling us from my day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. A couple of good calls there from Joe and Jack. So I'll just leave it with this. Dark money is awful and needs to stop. I don't know how they're going to do that. Milwaukee County, or Milwaukee itself, turns out to vote Janet will win, and that'd be a step in the right direction. And your other subject there, Merrick Garland needs to step up to the plate, and so should Josh Call. The fake electors and all these people are just walking away with nothing, and that's not a good thing. So thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, excellent call, Paul. Thank you. We're going to Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Karina?
you know what? I picked up the ballot today to just figure it out. What is it there? Because there's always some extra things. All of a sudden, nobody talks about it. And I know it's probably not part of your program, but for me personally, and I believe for many people who is planning on early voting or on time voting, that will be a surprise because there are several questions on the ballot which I have no clue. I read over and over and over, and I really cannot understand what are they asking me because I can't answer yes or no. Really, I can't. It's just like the first question, which I most understand out of it, is that about that if there is an adult, childless adult, and do not have a work, should be offered government help, and not made go look for a job. This is ridiculous. That adult can be disabled with a 4-stage kidney failure. I mean, adult, workless, childless adult, what are we? This is just like so flat out wrong altogether. But I really want to, if I'm saying yay or nay, I really want to know what they're talking about. And if you have an ability to go over a couple of those options, I would really appreciate it.
Thank you, Karina. Excellent question. And just for everybody's edification, Karina is referring to the various questions, the referenda on the ballot. And there will be some that are in some counties and not others. There are some that are statewide and are in every county. So I'm going to start with two that are statewide, actually three that are statewide in every county. One of them is what Karina just said. The Republicans put it up. And Karina, just so you know, these referenda, and one of them is a constitutional amendment, all they have to do is pass the legislature, and Evers can't veto it. The governor can't veto it. So these are deliberately put on there statewide by Republicans. And okay, you can say, well, then I still want to read them, and I agree. But the one about working, they wanted to get their base very angry, so they'd come out and vote for Kelly. So what they basically said is, should people who get public assistance be required to work? I mean, that it's longer than that, but that's basically what they're saying. What they don't tell you is this. First of all, there is a work requirement for some kinds of assistance. And if you get unemployment compensation, you're required to sign up and look for a job. But the federal government has said you cannot put a work requirement in for Medicaid, Badger Care. You cannot do that by law as federal. And you can't do it for food stamps. And there's a different name for food stamps now. Why is that? Well, you could have like you say, someone is disabled, someone who's very elderly, somebody, say a woman has two children and no child care, and you tell her what, you're not going to get food for your children and you? Because what? Because you don't go out and work and leave them alone? Hey, this thing is a fraud. That question, do not say yes on that one. I would say no. I would say no. There are a couple of referenda on bail. One of them basically is about if somebody's going to do some harm, can they give a big bail? And they already do. I've talked to people who set bail. Sometimes they set $1 million bails in Milwaukee County. Why? Because sometimes there are people who try to kill their girlfriend or their wife, and they say they're going to do it, and the judge says, okay, $1 million bail, just so you don't get out. It is not a good referendum. I would vote against any of those simply because the Republican Party put them on to gin up their base. Now, do we need bail reform in this state? Sure, but it should be done through the legislature with an opportunity for Evers to veto it or comment on it. I like the federal system, where if you're really dangerous, say you're a terrorist or a Russian or a Chinese spy, or you're a hitman for the cartel, you don't get bail. You have to stay in jail till the trial. That's what I like. So this is all a fraud. Now, Karina, if you're in Milwaukee, the the Democratic Party put a Milwaukee-only referendum on there that said, basically, it says we're going to restore Roe v. Wade. And that one, I think, is a good one, because right now, that 1849 statute is driving OBGYN doctors out of the state. They can get prosecuted. So it's very complicated. But the final advice I'll give everybody is, if you don't understand a referendum, and many people don't, then I wouldn't vote for it. I would not vote for any referendum I didn't understand. Excellent call, Karina. Thank you very much. I want to go back to Russia and Ukraine and what's going on over there. Russia announced yesterday that they have decided to violate the START Treaty, the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty that was negotiated and goes for a couple more years, that limits the United States and Russia to 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads apiece and requires us to give information and verification to each other. We do to them too, about our capability. And also, if you're going to do a test, if you're going to fire off a rocket, let the other country know, because we don't want miscommunications. We don't want misunderstandings that can trigger a war. Putin, the genocidal sadist Putin, has said he's walking away from it. He's not going to do that, not going to let us verify, and not going to let us know. So Biden had no choice. He said, okay, we won't either. But here's then the dilemma. Let's say that they decide to test a rocket and don't tell us. How do we know if that rocket is just a test or it has a nuclear warhead and it's coming at Paris, London, or New York? We have very good intelligence. I think we can tell the difference, but you see how stupid it is to do this, because it can trigger misunderstandings. Another development over there, is that Putin just arrested a Wall Street Journal reporter. Just arrested him, a guy named Gershkork. That's his name, Evan Gershkork. He's a very well-known and regarded Wall Street Journal reporter. It's sort of like the New York Times, the Washington Post. Wall Street Journal is a is more of a financial-type newspaper, but it's general news. And he didn't like a headline that was in the Wall Street Journal the other day that said that Russia's economy is starting to be hurt by the sanctions. He didn't like that. So we arrested him. Now, here's the problem. As long as you have American citizens in Russia and you have a guy who's like Hitler or Stalin, which is what Vladimir Putin is like, he can manipulate us. He can torture these people, starve them, beat them, because you can't go in militarily just to get one person. Take Brittany Griner. She was selfish as hell. She's carrying marijuana oil because she's a basketball player and thinks she's a big deal. She's over there suffering, and we had to give them up basically a criminal, an arms dealer, and a war criminal to get her back. In the meantime, Paul Whelan, who is an ex-Marine and wasn't spying either, is languishing over there. We could have used the guy that we use to get Brittany Griner out to get Whelan out. I'm tired of these athletes. And, you know, there are still basketball players, men and women, playing in European leagues who are flying into Russia to play in St. Petersburg and Moscow. We should forbid them to do that. Except for one thing, there was a Supreme Court opinion decades ago that said that the United States government can't forbid a United States citizen to go to any country. You can tell them it's dangerous, but you can't forbid them. I think the Supreme Court has to revisit that opinion, because our entire diplomatic strategy and military strategy is hostage to these idiots like Brittany Griner. Now, what do we do about the Wall Street Journal reporter? He's going to be mistreated by Putin. Putin is desperate. He's desperate. Putin is very much like a melanoma or a chancre or a choriocarcinoma on the body politic. It's not human what he's doing. It's not human what he is doing in Ukraine. And I said yesterday, and I'm going to say some of it quickly now, in modern warfare, and this was true, Germany bombing Coventry, bombing Birmingham, bombing London, and then in retaliation, the Allies bombing Cologne and other German cities, was terrible. These are civilian targets. The Nazis never should have started that. We bombed Hiroshima, Nagasaki. We firebombed Tokyo. Believe it or not, we probably killed more people firebombing Tokyo, a bigger city, than in Nagasaki. However, that is what has happened in all-out modern warfare, and it's wrong. And Ukraine is subject to it right now from the Ruskies. But we have some leverage on them. We have $300 billion in deposits from Russia in our banks. And we have 145 million people in Russia, many of them with banking or savings accounts in Europe or the United States. Confiscate it. Confiscate all of the assets of their oligarchs, of Putin, and all of their citizens who are complicit in doing this. And if any of these citizens go, no, 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 I protested, for instance, Alexei Navalny, okay, then you release his. Take all of that money and immediately put it to work arming Ukraine, as we've been doing, and also rebuilding Ukraine. And tell the commie Ruskies that they have a banking system and a culture that's fraudulent and unsafe. That's why they put money in our banks, and they ain't getting it back. I got news for them. They ain't getting it back. And then I think you have to continue to arm Zelensky. You have fellow travelers of Putin in our U.S. Senate, Ron Johnson. We talked about it yesterday, and it was the front page headline in the Milwaukee Journal today. Ron Johnson is calling into question for the support of Ukraine. So is Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So is Lauren Boebert. So is Josh Hawley. So are the MAGA wing of the Republican Party. They will stand by and watch a genocide in progress, and they will praise Putin. And their leader is Trump. Trump is the one who the other day, when he gave an interview, he said, Putin and Xi are very smart. They met and they set the world order for 100 years. And it's inevitable that Putin will have Ukraine. Trump and all of his followers, fellow travelers and running dogs in the Republican Party are betraying the United States. They're betraying our objectives. They're betraying our people. They're betraying our foreign policy, our allies, not just Ukraine, Europe, NATO, and Western civilization. And why are they doing this? To try to weaken Biden so that they can get into power and continue to steal money to satisfy some of their malignant donors. It's time for patriots to stand tall, not just Democrats, talking about independents and Republicans. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
They never coming back.
Carter's Collision in Kewaunee takes this time to remind listeners that March 29th is National Vietnam Veterans Day. Our Vietnam veterans selflessly served our country, and they deserve our recognition. Please say thank you to a Vietnam veteran this year. Let them know their service hasn't gone unnoticed or unappreciated. This from Carter's Collision in Kewaunee, a local company who cares. They're always working for a brighter tomorrow. A soldier doesn't fight because he hates what's in front of him. He fights because he loves what he left behind.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 33 tonight under overcast skies with mixed precipitation likely, changing to all rain. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 47. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 28. Cloudy skies expected. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
AM.
Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we're going to write the lines in order. Not hang up. We're going to start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Well, thanks for a great show, Matt. Here's something the American public has to wake up to. In our country, and only in our country, we stand alone on this. The guns are protected more than our children. That's a fact. You can check it out. They don't want to protect the children, but boy, they'll protect the guns. And their latest, as usual, insane idea for how to stop these children from being murdered was more guns. These people have no intellect, no integrity, no honesty, and they always have alternative facts. And here's what I want to close with. I don't know if you played it, but Eric Saul, as he's, I think his name is pronounced, when he was in a committee where Jim Jordan was in charge of just recently, yesterday, and Jim Jordan wanted to subpoena these people, and Eric Saul basically said, how dare you? You had a subpoena, and you took an oath of office to cooperate. That's 20 days, and you have failed to answer the subpoena that was issued to you. I'll leave that just in the mind of all your listeners. Thanks. Have a great day, Matt, and keep it up.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Excellent point. Let me just respond briefly. We'll go to the next caller. First of all, on the guns issue, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to say something. There are a lot of things we nibble around the edges. We should have red flag laws and this, that, and the other thing. We have got to ban assault rifles. We banned them from 1994 to 2004. And mass shootings in schools went down 70%. You've got to ban those. And that has to be unequivocal. And secondly, yes, you're right about Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is a fraud. He was subpoenaed and he blew it off. He said, no, I won't go. I won't do it. And now he's saying other people should be. This is even a bigger deal. The other day, in front of that weaponization of government committee, he had subpoenaed and had testified the right-wing attorney general, Republican of Louisiana. And then he said, none of you Democrats can cross-examine him. They said, what do you mean? We're on the committee. We want to cross-examine him. No, you can't cross-examine him. You didn't let us cross-examine people when you had the January 6th committee. And that's false. They said, that's not true. And he smirked and he closed it down. This guy is bad news, and he should be one of the ones, in my view, that Jack Smith is looking to indict. Thank you very much. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you are next. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Great show, Matt, and great callers. You know, more than anything, I am anticipating voting, and I am going to vote no matter what. And the planned and organized attack on our Capitol, that was planned and organized, multi-state, multi-people. And, you know, and it continues today as they use our legal system, you know, to avoid any consequences and to keep on building their little army and their little safety stations to continue to take over our states through the legal system. And this is one of the ways we have to get our butts out there and vote for Janet Protasiewicz.
Right.
In spite of the lies, every time I hear a lie, it makes me madder and madder, and it makes me want to go a day earlier and get out there and just vote these son of a gun liars out, because all they do is lie, cheat, steal, fraud, and put our kids at risk. I mean, that is the most,
right.
You know, fire comes out my ears, Matt, when I...
Well, Gene, I love your passion. Kids. You're absolutely right. Get out and vote for Janet Protasiewicz. And these ads, remember, the really bad ones are being dumped 6 days, 5 days before the election. Why is that? Because there's no time to go in and get an injunction against them. This is fraud. This is absolute fraud, and they've got to be shut down. You're absolutely right. Thank you for calling. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jake, what's in your mind today?
Hey, man. Well, first of all, jacketless Jim Jordan is a joke. I mean, they don't call the guy Dennis Hastert Jr. for nothing. And then you have that other joke, Dan Kelly. You know, Dan Kelly, who's proud of the fact that he got his law degree from Pat Robertson University, Regent University, one of the absolute worst law schools in America. And that's almost the equivalent of saying you got your business degree from Trump University. So, yeah, Dan Kelly, he was not only a failure the first time around, he's going to be a failure trying to run the second time around.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, it's coming down to the time. I mean, today is Thursday. And Tuesday's the election, we're 5 days away, and there's a lot of data that shows, believe it or not, the electorate starts to move in the last 96 hours. When is the last 96 hours? It starts tomorrow morning. So at that point, it's like an avalanche coming down the mountain. It's going to go one way or the other, and not much you can do. What you can only do now is get out the vote. And that means you, yeah, you, the one that I'm talking to right now, all of you out there, get out and vote. Get your families out and vote. Get your friends out and vote. Talk it up and vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If Kelly wins, we will have gerrymandering for 10 more years. But more importantly, then a gerrymandered legislature will itself pick another gerrymander for the next 10 years. We've already had the first two decades almost of this century gerrymandered. These are not legitimate legislatures. That is commie government. When you have one party getting 50% or more of the vote in the legislative races, but only getting one third of the seats, so the other one gets a veto-proof majority, that is commie government. That is the pretense of law. The Republican Party has given up the rule of law. They have given up the rule of law in favor of just doing anything necessary to take power. If we had 50-50 seats, none of them would be in the legislature. And frankly, some Democrats would not be in the legislature. We'd have a better legislature for it. It's essential to vote for Janet Protasiewicz. And to Bill of Economowoc's point about guns, you're absolutely right. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. When you are letting people indiscriminately buy AR-15s, Bill is a hunter, Bill knows guns. You don't just hand a guy an AR-15. We had a terrific call from Mike of Kewaskum the other day, who's a retired police officer. He said, we spend 40 hours of training on our recruits to use, you know, sidearms. I mean, you know, now in North Carolina, they just said you have constitutional carry. You don't even have to have a permit. You don't have to have any training. You can walk in with a beanie on your head with a propeller and get an AR-15. What do you think is going to happen with that? Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on. If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.